Families of the dead, visitors, and officials gathered in New York City to mourn victims of the attacks on the World Trade Center. A bell sounded at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time to mark the instant the first hijacked airplane hit the Twin Towers 6 years ago. At the White House, President Bush paused for a moment of silence. In New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg addressed the crowd.
On that day, we felt isolated, but not for long, and not from each other. New Yorkers rushed to this site, not knowing which place was safe or if there was more danger ahead. They weren't sure of anything except that they had to be here. 6 years have passed, and our place is still by your side.
New York rescue workers who responded to the attacks read the names of 2,750 people killed that day.
Alok Agarwal.
Mukul Kumar Agarwal.
And my family member, Peggy Jeske Ilario.
And my partner and friend, Paramedic Lieutenant Ricardo J. Quinn.
Former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani also spoke briefly. Despite opposition from critics who say he is using the September 11th attacks to help his campaign for president. This year's anniversary services were moved from Ground Zero because of construction at the site of the former World Trade Center. But work stopped for the day as relatives honored the loved ones they had lost. Tanya Garcia's sister Marlon was killed in Tower 1.
We're still very much affected by it on a daily basis. It's something that we will never get over.
In a Pennsylvania field, mourners remembered the 40 passengers and crew members killed after one of the hijacked planes crashed. And at the Pentagon, where 184 people died in the crash of a fourth hijacked plane, Defense Secretary Robert Gates vowed to strike back against terrorists.
The enemies of America, the enemies of our values and our liberty, will never again rest easy. For we will hunt them down relentlessly and without reservation.
The key planner of the attacks, Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, released a videotape praising one of the 19 suicide hijackers. In an interview with the ABC television network, Director of National Intelligence Michael McConnell assured Americans that the U.S. government will not let its guard down.
We are safer today. But we're not safe. The worry is that we have to maintain our vigilance.
This anniversary was the first that fell on a Tuesday, the same day hijackers crashed planes into buildings 6 years ago. In all, the September 11th attacks claimed the lives of almost 3,000 people. Leyte Hongfincher, VOA News.